And there were trying times. Oh, we had crying times.
During the month of November, 98.1 KZE will be saluting Red Hook's heroes by broadcasting interviews from the members of local VFW Post 7765. The new series, called Voices of Valor, is produced and hosted by Red Hook High School freshman Olive Haley. Olive and 98.1 KZE would like to show appreciation for those who served in our armed forces and hear about what makes them proudest of their country and community. Through storytelling and the power of local radio, we will explore tales of honor, duty, camaraderie, service, and sacrifice directly from the minds and hearts of Red Hook's heroes. Voices of Valor on 98.1 KZE is sponsored in part by Foam and Wash Car Wash in Red Hook, New York. Foamandwash.com. Now, KZE and Red Hook's VFW is proud to present Voices of Valor with your host, Olive Haley.
Your name, how long you've lived in the area, your branch of service, your years served, and any combat tours you participated in, if applicable.
My name is Tim Williams. I'm 70 years old. I lived in the area since 1985, right here in the Red Hook area. Graduated in 1973 and went into the Marine Corps at that particular time. What influenced me to go in the Marine Corps was my father. My father was a Marine. He was a World War II, Korea, and Vietnam Marine. My uncle was also a Marine, so there's Marines in the family. You make lifelong friends when you're in the military, and I made some very good friends, of which I still have today, and we stay in contact via the internet and personally. When we were in our fighting positions, you would build a big trench and you would have a big hole in the ground to protect yourself. And we had a little sleeping area. And we would notice that a lot of times our food had been nibbled on by a small creature of some type, which we later determined to be a mouse, a little bitty teeny mouse. So we'd get into all of our goodies and kind of eat them and contaminate them. So my friend, his name is Lee Hilt, I hope he doesn't mind me saying his name, good friend. We decided we were going to get that mouse in some way, shape, or form. We tried mouse traps, we tried different things that we were able to get a hold of. Finally, we took a canister from a hand grenade. Now they come in a cardboard canister that has metal ends on each side. So imagine a soda can size piece of cardboard that has metal on both ends. So we took one of those, took a can opener, worked the end of it so there was little sharp points on the inside. So we figured we'd make just enough room for this little mouse to go in, but he wouldn't be able to get out. We put a big bunch of peanut butter in there, went to bed, figured in the morning we'll have accomplished our mission. We looked in this trap of ours, which had not even a pinky fingers worth of area to get in. Well, that little mouse had gotten in, ate that peanut butter, left, and then nibbled on our goodies.
You have been listening to 98.1 KZE's new interview series, Voices of Valor, running throughout the month of November, featuring the voices of local veterans and their tales of heroism. This segment of Voices of Valor on 98.1 KZE is brought to you in part by Foam and Wash Car Wash in Red Hook, New York, 1 mile east on Route 199 on the right. Owner Todd Baywright says, "We hold our veterans, active and retired, in the highest respect and deepest gratitude. Thank you. Wash, shine, smile at Foam and Wash. Foamandwash.com. Voices of Valor is hosted and produced by Olive Haley, Red Hook High School freshman. Stay tuned throughout the month for new interviews and stories from Red Hook's heroes. Voices of Valor can be heard throughout the day on 98.1 KZE in honor of Veterans Day. Thank you for your service.